So I'd like to lead us to an exercise now that includes mindfulness, but begins to open up to this quality of awareness. So we could call this a mindfulness awareness exercise. However, it's commonly called open monitoring mindfulness practice. So let's go ahead and do it. So again, have your journal nearby, finding that posture in whatever kind of seating arrangement you have that for you feels naturally uplifted and dignified, and at the same time relaxed, not strained, and sustainable. We begin bringing our attention to the body and establishing that anchor to begin with. Mindfulness of body, mindfulness of breath. And just like before, the invitation is to penetrate below the conceptual level into this actual field of sensate experience, actual tactile physical sensations. The invitation is also when we notice that we're kind of observing those sensations as if from afar, to relax into being in the field of sensation, feeling it directly, sensing it directly as much as possible. Now, we very well may find ourselves moving back and forth between observing and noticing to feeling and sensing, and that's fine. That's just the practice. The invitation here is to, as much as possible, work with this quality of directly feeling the breath and feeling the body. And in doing so, we'll actually develop a more powerful anchor that will anchor us in the present moment. So take a moment to just work with that. Again, anytime we notice our attention wandering, we bring it back to the body, back to the breath. And just take a few moments to develop some quality of presence, ability to, at least to a degree, be present to our body and our breath and be with whatever's arising in the present moment. Now with that anchor in the background, beginning to just be present to whatever arises, allowing whatever's arising, in a sense, to be the object of mindfulness and, in this case, awareness. It could be thoughts coming and going. It could be physical sensations. It could be sounds we're hearing. It could be some sense of internal feeling states, moods, emotions. It could involve odor or taste. Our moment-to-moment experience is continually changing, a never-ending, flowing river of sense perceptions, of sensate experience. So rather than focusing only on one part of that, just being with whatever is arising moment to moment. If we find ourselves getting lost, we can come back to re-emphasizing the anchor of mindfulness of body and mindfulness of breathing. Having re-established the anchor, we can then relax again into this quality of open monitoring where we're simply being with whatever arises in our field of internal and external perception. Cultivating a deeper and deeper quality of curiosity, which in of itself can wake us up. If we're really curious, we will pay attention. We'll be awake. So being curious about our moment-to-moment experience of having a body, having a mind, being in an environment, having a heart that feels, An analogy that may be helpful in terms of this distinction between observing and direct feeling would be that of sitting on the bank of a river. So with observing, we could sit on the bank, watch the water flow by, notice the leaves and branches flowing along with the river's current, much like sitting and watching the flow of our perceptual experience. Feeling is more like sliding down off the bank into the water itself and feeling the water, feeling the current, and flowing along with the river, experiencing the river and the flow of the river directly. So continue the practice for a few more minutes. Anytime you need to, re-emphasize the anchor of mindfulness of body, mindfulness of breathing, and then again relax into this more open monitoring quality of just being with your experience, whatever it is, moment to moment. And then when you've finished, again, stop the audio, grab your journal, write down some reflections about your experience. Okay, so how was that? Did you notice the difference there between the focused attention mindfulness practice and this more open monitoring mindfulness practice? Were you able to do it, or did you just too quickly get distracted? That's completely fine if that's the case. Very often, we really need to practice the focused attention mindfulness quite a bit in order to develop the mindfulness muscle, as it were, the stability of attention and presence, to then be able to do the more open monitoring or awareness style of the practice. And it would be perfectly fine to do focused attention mindfulness practice for years. We would learn so much from that and develop so much strength of focus and attention. So you don't have to feel like you're progressing on to something or that you need to. The important thing is to do what's working for you as you're learning the practices of mindfulness. So did you make some notes in your journal? Please do.